Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy
podcast.
I think everyone knows and loves this guy, Cliffo. And if you didn't know him from here in this region, you would have seen him on your screens on Australian Survivor. Unfortunately, he got booted out this week and we were all hoping he was going to take it out. Nice guys kind of finish last in this instance. It's Sam Webb and joining us on the phone this morning. Morning, Sam.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
That's good, mate.
I'm going to throw Loggy well and truly under the bus here, mate.
Why?
Oh, just you, like, prepping for this interview. You're on Sam's Facebook going,
You said it as well. Cliffo goes, oh, he's a good-looking dude, isn't he? And I said, he is.
thanks, guys. Just appreciate the support. The game was a whirlwind.
Yeah, I bet. Look, for those who don't know, we've got a pretty close affiliation with Sam from our Livin' Hot on the Hill event. Sam, one of the founders of Livin'. Mate, eliminated from Survivor after 49 days in the jungle, one day short of the pineapple, mate.
One day short of a pineapple, 6 days short of potentially taking it out, and that's the bittersweet ending of it all for me. I mean, to get right there and that close, it was hard, but at the end of the day, man, there's only one winner and there's one, and everyone else really loses. So I was just fortunate enough to be able to give him the opportunity to do something new in my life.
And you are known as a nice guy. Do you find being a nice guy sort of, it's really hard out there in the jungle, because it seems that to win, you've got to do a little bit of backstabbing now and then.
Yeah, you do, for sure. And that's the game. I never watched the game of Survivor going into it, so it was all really new. I found the backstabbing and the strategy sort of very out of character for me, but it was part of the game, and I have a lot of respect for people that do the backstabbing and be someone else they're not, because it's a whole different challenge in itself. And I wish now I look back at it, maybe I did maybe a couple of things differently, but you know, I can't complain.
It's a tough thing. You're thrown into the middle of the jungle with nothing but the clothes on your back. What was the lowest point? Like, what was the hardest part and the lowest point for you?
The hardest part for me, I mean, would have been the night times. It would have been the nights when it rains, because if you can imagine raining on a cold island, picture Samoa, it's not hot at night. It's the furthest thing from being hot. It's cold, it's windy, you feel very isolated and alone. And when it rains, you've got no fire, so you've got no food and you can't sleep. And yeah, there was many occasions where every cast member wanted to leave. It would become too hard, and that's part of the game.
Now, Sam, I sleep with my fist under my mouth to close it, because I've read that spiders crawl into your mouth at night. But I can imagine over there you had your whole face buried, because bugs are not my thing. I'm worried about them crawling into my ears and whatnot. I can imagine in the Samoan jungle it would have been much of the same.
Yeah, I actually had one morning, I had a crab on me, if I ate on my bed.
Waking up with crabs, eh? We can cut that promo and make it into something else.
That's right.
I did. I got chased one morning with gastro through the bush by a wild pig. It was insane. It was everything plus more than what I expected. It was definitely the hardest mental challenge I've ever had to put myself through.
Obviously, the show was pre-recorded, so you've been back on Australian soil for a while. How did your gut go, like readjusting to eating normally after eating, you know, so poorly for so long?
Yeah, it took its toll. It took a lot longer than I expected it to take. I was crook for about a week coming out of the show, and everything I ate, my guts would just explode and expand. And it's weird. It's when you've been flushed with all the preservatives.
Bloatation.
Oh, bloaty Sam.
Now, going back to Living just quickly, it was pretty cool to see Chris Hemsworth when he first started filming Thor to be rocking that Living hoodie. How did that make you feel, buddy?
Oh, it was very humbling and very grateful again and appreciative, because the guy didn't have to wear it. He didn't need to do it if he didn't want to, but he felt like he had a connection. He wanted to help endorse it and represent it. So, yeah, we just grabbed the opportunity with both hands, and he's indirectly saved and helped millions of people around the world.
Yeah, so good. Look, we love this guy. We've got a close affiliation with him here in Townsville, and particularly at Hot FM with our Livin' Hot on the Hill event. If you want more details on Livin', check out the website, livin.org.au. An Australian Survivor, you can check that out on Win TV or Channel 10. Sam Webb, honorary bloody Hot FM announcer, Sam Webb, I'm going to say. It's enough airtime. Thanks, mate.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. And thanks to everyone up in Townsville for the continued support.
Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy
podcast.
Nice little profile piece in today's Townsville Bulletin on two cops from Huendon. Their names are Sergeant Scott Spence and his wife, Senior Constable Rhonda Spence. So they're both on the beat. Married couple. Rhonda was quick to point out, while Scott's the boss at work, he's the sergeant, she's the constable. So he's the boss at work, but she is well and truly wearing the big badge on the home front.
Yeah, well, working couples though, Cliffo. Like, it's, you know, these two seem very happy, which is lovely.
Well, they're smiling in the photo.
They're smiling.
She does have the look that she would be the boss of the house.
Like, and I wonder who pulls out the badge when they have a fight. Wait.
She's got that real kind of don't mess with me, you know.
Does she?
But yeah, I think so. The matriarch of the family kind of look. I wouldn't batch at her.
Well, there you go.
You wouldn't either.
She looks lovely. They both do. I don't know about working couples though together, because for me, they look so happy and they seem like it works out. For me though, I love my partner Mick, but there is no way that I could work with him.
Yeah, right.
And then eventually when he moves up here, we're going to live together. There is no way I could work with him and then go home and be with him just because I think we would drive each other nuts.
See, I reckon I could work with Michelle, my wife.
Yeah.
But I don't think she could work with me.
Oh, you drive her crazy.
Oh, already after a long weekend or holidays together or whatever, she gets sick of me, but I don't get sick of her.
Yeah.
I'm a grating person to be around. But 13, 12, 16, interesting. Like, do you work with your partner?
Yeah.
What's the positives? What's the pitfalls? For people who work with their partners, because there's got to be good things about it.
Well, I knew a couple that worked together, but then they broke up and then they had to work in the same place.
So that's
where some issues can happen.
Yeah,
I think it seems all good, but you just never know. I mean,
what would be hard there too, like, is if you work together, then you break up. And then particularly when someone starts seeing someone or whatever, and you've got to face each other in the office. 13, 12, 16, do you work with your partner? Do you know someone who works with a partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever?
Is it good?
Yeah, is it good or is it just, is it pretty awful?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, if you work with your partner. Hot FM.
Hot FM's.
Cliffo and Loggy.
13, 12, 16, Alicia's here. Is this you, Alicia? Do you work with your partner?
I used to. I actually met my partner because we started working together, and we worked together for 5 years before we were both in the mines. Before then, we started to have the kids. So we actually got engaged after 3 months because we saw each other 24/7.
Yeah, so you knew then this is the one.
yeah, because you get to know someone really quickly when you're sort of, you know, doing fly in, fly out. You see them every day and then every night and then every day again.
So were there positives and pitfalls? Like, was it good and bad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the sort of person, I'm a bit like your wife, I need time out where you just want to be by yourself, but it was good. We sort of, it worked for us and, you know, we figured out a good system, but you do get sick of each other when you spend too much time together.
You know, see, another good news story then.
You know what I'm getting out of this? Mick, your boyfriend, and me, we're obviously just annoying.
Well,
to be around
do you know
for
what's
long
funny?
Periods of time.
Because Mick and I have lived apart for a year, ever since we've been together. Really, I've only known him for 2 weeks. I've only, like, spent 2 weeks with him.
You're still in the honeymoon period. Yeah.
Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy.
Podcast.
Check this out. This is new Shannon Knoll.
That's who I am. This is how I ride. I came to live my life. Climb every mountain. I'm giving all I'm giving.
There he is. How good is he? Knoll's here.
Amazing.
It's called Who I Am. I keep wanting to say Who Am I, like the old game show. How are you, Nolsey?
Yeah, oh, mate, I co-wrote it and I do the same sometimes.
Oh, do you? Sorry
about that.
Who am I? It just rolls off the tongue. Who am I? Who am I?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Hey, mate, this single is awesome, but the film clip, filmed at the Denny Ute Muster, that must have been epic.
Yeah, no, it was terrific, mate. We had a great time doing that. A couple of big days there as we started filming by 5:30. Oh, in the morning, and then did the gig, and then kept filming. So it was really good.
Is that your youth, the Who I Am?
No. A bloke just lent that to me while we're out there. So
yeah.
That's him. Yeah, he just said no. He just lent it. So he said all he wanted was a couple of photos with his daughter for lending the youth for the weekend.
The photo log he's referring to, it's like the image for the single for Who I Am. The number plate on the ute is Knowlesy. Is that a legit number plate, or was that just put there for the film clip?
No, just for the film clip, mate. We just the label got them made up, and we had to keep putting them on and taking them off. Make sure we didn't have them on when you're driving down the main road.
Do you get to keep the fake Knowlesy number plate? Like, is that up in the garage or something now? Have you had to hand that back to the props department?
Yeah, no, they're going to save me one. I think there was three. They had three there in case they lost one. So we gave one to the guy who who borrowed the ute off, and then I'm going to keep on. They're going to auction the other one off for charity.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
You could put it at the end of your desk so people know who you are.
Exactly. This is Knowles' house.
We're on with Shannon Knoll, guys. He's got a new single out. It's called Who I Am, and he's got a new album that comes out early next year. Before we let you go, Shannon Knoll, a bit of fun, a little bit of an idea. We came up with a brainstorm here at the radio station. And when we thought of this, it was just prior to lunchtime, one day, Loggy.
Yeah, it was. So we wanted to ask people, what would you like to sit down to lunch to? Shannon Knoll?
Oh, yeah.
Or a Vegemite scroll? So we went around the office and we asked.
Cool.
Look, it's an Aussie favourite. Here's the results of our survey, Shannon Knoll or Vegemite scroll.
Mm. What would you rather sit down for lunch with? Shannon Knoll or a Vegemite scroll?
Is it a warm Vegemite scroll?
Yes.
Oh, Vegemite scroll, 100%.
How much Vegemite's on the scroll?
The required amount.
There's a liberal coating.
Mm. I'm off Vegemite at the moment. I'll go a bit of Shannon Knoll. Mm.
Shannon Knoll.
Vegemite scroll.
Why?
I'm a Vegemite kid.
Shannon Knoll. I love Shannon Knoll. What about me?
Vegemite scroll.
Just get smashed.
Not good for Knowlesy.
Sorry, Knowlesy. I mean, tough competitor.
No,
Knowlesy.
Do you know what, Shannon? I'm you all the way. Vegemite scrolls suck, and you are bloody.
Get out of my country.
Nah, don't care. Hate the Vegemite scroll. It's all about Shannon Knoll for me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a funny thing. A mate of mine was on a late night bus one night, and heap of kids were on there, 18-year-olds, and they're all going off. Oh, we've got to get off to go to the servo and get a Shannon Knoll. And they're going. Your mate goes, what do you mean, Shannon Knoll? They're going, sausage roll, mate.
Shannon Knoll. Sausage roll.
So I don't know if you're talking about a Vegemite scroll versus a sausage roll.
Well, that might even be more of a bloody hot competition, I reckon.
Yeah.
I love a snag roll. I love this dude too. Shannon Knoll, new single, Who I Am, album out in early 2017. Check out this guy online. Shannon, we're loving your work, man.
Oh, we do.
So good.
Good on you guys. Thank you. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.